Hello everyone, welcome to our shiur in Mishnayos. We're now starting a new Masechta today, Masechta Shavuot, holding in Perek Aleph Mishnayos. Shavuot Shtayim Shehein Arba. Literally translated, that means there are two Shavuot which are four. We'll see what that means from the Rav. How are two four? Obviously it needs to be discussed. Then continues the Mishnah, Yedios Hatuma Shtayim Shehein Arba. There are two cases of what's called Yedios Hatuma, cases where a person is made known of a certain Tuma situation that exists, which are, again, divided up into four. Yitzios HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. There are two cases of Yitzios HaShabbos, cases of Shabbos desecration brought about via Hotzah, a person doing the Melach of Hotzah, transferring from one domain to another. There are two, which are four. And Maros Negayim Shtayim Shein Arba, and then the fourth list of this type of thing, are there are sites of Negayim. A Nega was, had such a thing called Tzaras, back in the times of Beis HaMikdash. A person would be afflicted with it on his skin, on his clothing, perhaps on his home and other possessions. And there are two of those, two ways that they look, which are again further divided into four. What does it all mean? This is a cryptic Mishnah. It says the Rav, Shuas Shtayim, Ksivi Bikra. There are two cases of Shuas, the Rav says, which are written in the Pesukim, the Hedja, explicitly. It says, O Nefesh Kisi Shava Levatei Bisosayim. It says, a person that will swear to express with his lips, Lehara O Leheti, to do evil or to do good. Those are the two. And we understand that to mean ochal, the person says, I swear that I will eat something. That's leheti. That's to do good, meaning it's a positive action to himself. Lo ocha, I will not eat, this lahara. That's cause himself evil, plainly speaking. Yeah, shema ne es atzmo, that he's afflicting himself. Huadin the chol davar shuhu hein velav. This would be true about anything that can divide it into a positive and negative, lehaba, in a future tense. Dilara leheti lehaba mashma. Because obviously, to do good or to do evil, those words are mashma in the future. We're not talking about a shvur that he takes about a fact in the past. We're talking about a commitment to do or not do something in the future. Now that's Shehein Arba. Those divide into four, though. Yish l'rabos od shtayim, meaning to say we must add two more ways of taking a shvur to this. Shtayim acherim, two others below kivi that are not written, but we know they're just as liable. What are they? Behein, hein v'lab d'shal aver. That's saying a positive and negative statement about the past. Like a person takes a shvua that I ate such and such, and if he did or not, that would be the whole sugya. Below achal, he didn't eat. Below achal, he says, I did not eat something and I did. So again, a positive and negative in the future is what's written in the psukim, and a positive and negative in the past is what is not, so we're including it. The next case in the Mishnah was Yidiyos HaTuma, knowledges of Tuma. What is that? O nevesh asher tiga b'chol devar tameh. Says a person will touch anything tameh. And then after that, it says he walks into the Beis HaMikdash, I believe. Right, if the Rav continues, that pasuk said in Vayikra is talking about the tuma of the Beis HaMikdash or its holy items. Right, and person will go into the Beis HaMikdash, tame would be a problem. So those are shtayim, ksiv yikra. Two cases like that are written in Pesukim. Ksiv, and now amen wu tame. It was hidden from him, and he was tame. I mean, a person goes into the Beis HaMikdash not realizing that he's tame, that is the case. Mashmash ne'alam amen wu tuma. Right, that implies to us that the fact that he was tame was hidden from him. They also helam ochal baser kodesh. Through that ignorance, he ended up eating holy meat, the meat of a korban. That's one case of the person being tame and then eating kodesh. That's obviously a big problem. O nichas lemikdash, or the same case, he's tame and doesn't realize it, and he walked into the Beis HaMikdash. Hare shtayim, that would be two. Those are shehin arba. Those divide into four. Yesh l'rabos od shnayim chiyuvim acherim. We have to add two other chiyuvim: helam kodesh, the helam mikdash. The Zachor was a Tumah. A person knows fully that he is Tumah, and he simply is not well aware at all that the thing he's eating is Kodesh, and he's not aware that he happened to walk and stroll into the Beis HaMikdash. Those would be two other cases that are similar in their dinim, of the dinim of a person that forgot that he is Tumah, which again, our mission is not going into in full detail, but there is going to be that in the next mission in at least some detail. Now, Yitzios HaShabbos, what are the cases of Yitzios HaShabbos? Hotzah, me Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRan. That refers to Hotzah, transferring the Malacha of taking from a Rishus HaYachid, a private domain, to the public domain. Now, Fina Mikra, Min, we learn that from Pesukim, from Vaitzav Moshe Vayivriu Kol Bamachinish. The Moshe commanded, and a voice was carried through the camp. Hotzah, from Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRan. We learn out of that, that's a Malacha. I mean, that was something that was done in the for the sake of the Mishkan, really, that you can't transfer something. You can't transfer it from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRan. It's what Moshe was doing. It was sort of, you call it figurative transfer. It wasn't physical. It was transferring a message. But that's where we learn it from. We can learn that from there. Those are shtayim. Achat la'omei b'chutz v'hoshi gada b'fnim. One case would be a person standing inside a private domain. He sticks his hand outside
out, and a person, I said that a little backwards, a person standing outside of a house, whatever it be, and he sticks his hand inside, and he picks up an item that is found inside that house and pulls it out. That would be Hatzah. He's reaching into Rishus HaYachin and pulling it out to Rishus HaYachin. The exact opposite would be a person standing, not exact opposite, but sort of an inverse. A person standing inside a house takes that chefetz, the item, from inside, and then brings it to the outside. Either case, you're having the item move from Rishus HaYachin to Rishus HaRavim through a person standing in either of those places. We have to add to Shein Arba, Yesh Lohotzi Vod Shayim, Da'achnosa. You have to add two other ones of not Hotsa, which literally means taking out. You have to add the case of Da'achnosa, of taking in. Afgav Lo Ksivi, even those that are not written. Shekashem Sheik Pita Torah Mirishus Rishus Vod. So the same way the Torah was makkel, the Torah is particular on us, not to transfer something in an exiting fashion, going from one Rishus out to another. Kach Hikpida Al Achnosa, so too we cannot transfer in entering fashion, to bring from the outside Rishus into the Rishus Ayach. So what's the case? Achas la'omi v'chmiim v'hotzi yadu l'chutz v'not l'chevetz v'yichnis. This would be someone standing inside a house, reaches his hand through the outside, takes an item from where it is in the outside and pulls it in. That would be one. Ba'achas la'omi v'chutz v'not l'chevetz v'mkomo. And the other one would be a person standing outside, taking the item from where it is currently outside, so she did v'chmiim, and then putting his hand inside the house, v'hinichon, and putting it down. So it's all the same case. That's the point of this part of the Mishnah. These are all things that are two that are mefurish, and two others we have to add, because Misvara, they're the same thing, basically. The last one is Marat Negaim Shtayim, Ksivu Vikra. There are two ways that a Negatzarat looks, which are said in the Pesukim. It's the Ace with the Ace. This, the Gemara elaborates, are different shades of white, which would be difficult to describe, really, without a picture. But it's the Ace is a certain level of whiteness, the Baharis is a slightly different one. Shein Arba, we have to add two more to that. Tolda, this is the Ace, the Tolda, the Baharis. Each one of these has one that's a little bit less than them, a Tolda of each one. Look, Ksivu Vikra, the Hedger. They're not exactly written, but they do exist. Now Mishnah Bay is going to tell us a little more about the idea of Yediyah Satuma. Says Mishnah Bay, Kol Sheishba Yediyah Batachila V'Yediyah V'Sof, the Hela Meantime, Harizeh the Olav Yor. Anything that has a Yediyah in the beginning, a knowledge of the Tuma in the beginning, and a knowledge at the end, but then it's hidden in the middle, that is the case that the person brings a korban called the Olav Yor, one that literally goes up and down. It's called that because we'll see, depending on the person's financial situation, he can he can gain atonement with various types of korban. So it goes up and down, depending on the person. But if the person had a knowledge of the tumah in the beginning, but he did not have it at the end, in that case, the on Yom Kippur, there are a number of goats that are brought as korbanos. There is one of them that is done inside, meaning to say the blood is sprinkled inside. And Yom Kippur itself, that same day, are tole, they hang, or they wait for the person, they protect him in the meantime from the devayer that he did, until the time that will be made known to him his problem, that he had this situation, because again, he doesn't have the idea yet at the end. He didn't know. So once he will know, then he'll go back to the first case and he'll bring in all of the Yoreid and bring himself Kapara that way. So let's see what's going on. Again, this can be a little bit foreign, I understand, the time I come to Ara, but we'll read the Rav, hopefully we'll get clear what this mission is saying at least. So he says the Rav, Sheesh Vaidiyah Betrila, Vaidiyah Tatum Okar. Now we're going back on the thing we said in the previous mission, on the knowledges of Tum. But Aidi Tizuchi Malayu Mafarish Luhubiresh. Why are we explaining, the Rav is answering a question here. Why are we explaining this first? We're talking about Shavuos. Shavuos is the first one in the Mishnah also. Because there's not a lot to talk about here, we're explaining this one first. Then we'll explain Shavuos, because Shavuos is a lot of details. The Yetzias and Myros, we have the other two, Shabbos and Negayim. Each one is actually explained its own Masech. So the beginning of Shabbos is Yetzias and Shabbos. That explains that one. And Negayim is explained in the Masech called Negayim. V'halchi lo parshinu b'hai Masech. Yeah, thereby it's not at all explained in the Mishnah Yisrael Masech, because it's explained elsewhere. But apparently, I guess you should understand, Yediyos HaTumah are not explained in its own Masech. The only reason we brought it up in the first Mishnah is that they're similar in regard that it's two that become four. What's the idea of Tchila? She yoda shenitma. He knew that he became Tomei. Right? Again, the case is the person became Tomei and then went to the Mikdash or ate Kodesh. So he knows he became Tomei at the beginning. The idea of the sof, and then he knows at the end, that once he had eaten that kodesh with forgetting, or went into the mikdash and didn't realize, and then left, then no dalo shebetuma achal o betuma nichas. Then it was notified to him, if he remembered, someone told him that it was tameh when he ate that food, or it was tameh when he went to the base of mikdash. Behelam bein time, the hidden part, the part that he forgot, has to be in the middle. Kishachos the kodesh and alamimano tuma o kodesh. upon eating that kodesh, at the time that he was eating it, it must be that he forgot then about the tumah or the fact that it's kodesh. Or again, when he went to the base of mikdash, he was hidden from it at that point the fact that he was tamei or that this is the base of mikdash. Harizeba olaviyar. That is our case. It brings the olav yored, ola laasher, and ola brings the yored, brings the asher, and ola means to say goes up for an asher. Yored descends for laami, for a poor person. Asher may be chatos. The asher is expected to bring chatos behem, an animal sin offering. The ani chatos the oath, and a poor person can get away with and get that sin kapara with a bird chatos. The dalash of a dal, and an extremely poor person, a sirs the efer, brings a tenth efa of flour as a mincha offering. The mincha chote ha'amura b'kol makom. That is what we always refer to as the mincha chote, the mincha of a sinner. And that's what this person who is very poor can do. Then the mission said the next case, what if he didn't have the CT at the end yet? What happens to him? So sar hanasu lifnim, the sa'ir, the goat that is brought as a korban inside. What's that mean? Sa'ir shal yom kippur shemevi midama lifnim. The sa'ir of Yom Kippur, that its blood is brought inside into the kodesh. Tola. It lahagin alav miyisurim. It hangs. What does that mean? It protects him from suffering. In the meantime, achi uvadalo until he is notified to him. Sha'achol kodesh b'tumo v'yavi korban v'orei. Until he has, and then he has the idea. He's known that he ate the kodesh b'tumo or whatever the case be, the mikdash, and then he can bring the korban all of the orei like the first case. Thank you for listening. Thank you for starting Shavuos with us.